Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Bruce Liu examines China's latest policy guidance, establishing premium pricing and priority reimbursement access for truly innovative drugs. Parabilis Medicines surges more than 45% on its first day of trading on NASDAQ. And Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with Eli Lilly's Sarah O'Keefe, Group Vice President of Product Research and Development, on how the company's $4.5 billion medicine foundry is designed to transform the discovery-to-production handoff and accelerate speed to patient. Bruce Liu examines how China's most recent policy guidance from the National Healthcare Security Administration is reshaping the pricing and reimbursement landscape for novel drugs in the Chinese market, signaling a deliberate shift toward rewarding genuine clinical differentiation with premium pricing access and faster pathways onto the national reimbursement drug list, while raising the evidentiary bar for what qualifies as a true innovation. The piece highlights the growing role of real-world evidence in China's reimbursement framework, as regulators increasingly expect manufacturers to generate post-approval data that validates clinical benefit at scale. Parabilis Medicines had a historic debut on the NASDAQ Global Select Market yesterday, with shares opening at $33.35, a 67% premium to its $20 IPO price, before settling to close at approximately $28.81, a gain of nearly 44%. On its first day of trading, under the ticker PBLS. The strong first-day performance pushed the company's market capitalization to approximately $2.4 billion, reflecting robust investor confidence in the Helicon-stabilized helical peptide platform and its potential to address the estimated 80% of biologically validated cancer targets considered undruggable by conventional small molecules or biologics. Finally, Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with Sarah O'Keefe, Group Vice President of Product Research and Development at Eli Lilly, on how the company's $4.5 billion medicine foundry, currently under construction in Lebanon, Indiana, and expected to open in late 2027, is built around a singular priority: compressing the time between molecule discovery and patient access. O'Keefe Waiku's team of 1,500 scientists and engineers developed a synthesis process for orforglipron roughly 7 times more efficient than the original approach, describes the foundry as the first facility of its kind to co-locate research and manufacturing under one roof. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.